Tape script 9.4.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Generally, yeah. If we go back to 1900, most Americans didn't live after the age of 50. Since then, we've had improvements in healthcare and technology. There's no reason why these won't continue far into the 21st century.
Are we ready for the changes that will come?
Changes are already happening. The future is here now. We have DNA, microchips, the internet. Some people's reaction is to say, we're too old, we don't understand new technology. My reaction is to say, we must educate people to use new technology now.
Is world population going to be a big problem?
Yes and no. I think the world population will stop increasing as we all get richer. If you are part of a middle class, you don't want or need 12 children.
What will happen to people who don't have computers?
Everyone will have computers. The internet will be free and available to everyone.
Will there be a world government?
Very probably. We will have to manage the world and its resources on a global level, because countries alone are too small. We already have a world language called English, and there is the beginning of a world telephone system, and that's called the internet.
Will we have control of everything?
I think we'll learn to control the weather, volcanoes, and earthquakes. Illness won't exist. We will grow new livers, kidneys, hearts, and lungs like spare parts for a car. People will live till about 130 or 150. For 2,000 years, we have tried to understand our environment. Now we will begin to control it.
What are your reasons for pessimism?
People will still fundamentally be the same, with all their intelligence and stupidity. There will still be cruel people. People who want to fight wars against other races and religions. People who don't see that we have to look after our forests, our oceans, our atmosphere. People who think that money is everything. We will have the technology. The question is, will we have the wisdom to use the technology to our advantage?